everyone, and thank you for giving me 5 minutes of your time here on Her True Thoughts Self-Talk Podcast, episode 19. Okay, let's get into the daily quote or scripture, which I have got from St. Luke chapter 6, verse 43 through 45. And this is called "An Illustration of Trees and Their Fruits." And here's the quote. "For a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither do a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather thy grapes. A good man out of his good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of an abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Okay. A good tree don't bring corrupt fruit, and a corrupt tree don't bring good fruit. It's either you good or bad. You either following Christ or following the world. A good person has a good heart, and an evil person have an evil heart. Whatever comes from the mouth is coming from the heart. So learn to self-control what you speak. Preserve the tongue, the mouth of a wise. Okay, so now let's go ahead and get into the reading of the day, which I received from St. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 7. And this is called "Jesus is the Vine." Now let us read. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bringeth not forth fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." Okay, so now let's self-talk about it. Without God, like he said, without me, ye can do nothing. He have all the power, the glory to control and know everything. If you abide in him, and him in you, you can ask whatever it shall be done. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, but understand that the same goes for us too, his believers, his true children. Just seeking him and understanding his sayings and being a doer, have true faith, allowing his words to abide in you. He can do anything for you. He said, "If a man abide in me, and believeth not, it beareth not fruit, he taketh away." Like he said, if a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and gathered up, and cast them into the fire, and they burn. Without him, there is not much you can do. He is the vine. We are the branches. We need him in order to grow, in order to stay attached, and to keep producing good fruit. Like he said, every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, which means if you're doing good, bring you good fruit, I'm going to help you bring more fruit. I'm going to help you get to that next level. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to keep you clean. I'm going to keep you pure. I'm going to give you clarity. Bring more fruit. Okay, I hope you all have a better understanding as we all go closer to God together. And I want to thank you for giving me 5 minutes of your time here on Her True Thoughts Self-Talk Podcast. And don't forget to stay tuned for episode 20. Have a blessed day.